Since Louis's death, the evidence for at least one major meteor or small asteroid impact has accumulated, and several possible sites have been identified, the current favorite being a buried crater 180 kilometers across at Chicxulub on the Yucatan Peninsula. Some geologists are still fighting stubbornly for a purely terrestrial explanation of dinosaur extinction, for example, volcanoes. And it may well turn out that there is truth in both hypotheses. But the meteor mafia appears to be winning, if only because its scenario is much the most dramatic. In any case, no one doubts that major impacts have occurred in the past. After all, there have been two hits and one near miss in this century, Tunguska, 1908, Sikute-Aline, 1947, Oregon, 1972. The question to be decided is, how serious is the danger, and what, if anything, can be done about it? During the 1980s, there was widespread discussion of the problem in the scientific community, and the close passage of asteroid 1989 FC, which missed Earth by a mere 650,000 kilometers, brought the matter to a head. As a result, the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Science, Space, and Technology included the following paragraph in the NASA Authorization Act of 1990. The committee therefore directs that NASA undertake two workshop studies. The first would define a program for dramatically increasing the detection rate of Earth orbit crossing asteroids. This study would address the costs, schedule, technology, and equipment required for precise definition of the orbits of such bodies. The second study would define systems and technologies to alter the orbits of such asteroids or to destroy them if they should pose a danger to life on Earth. The committee recommends international participation in these studies and suggests that they be conducted within a year of the passage of this legislation.